Joining us now is Kira Howell. Kira is Vice President, Marketing, East Region for Frontier Communications. And Kira, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you very much, Dan. Good afternoon.
And we have you on the program because we want to talk about Frontier's Vantage Sports Network, which debuted last month. First of all, how about giving us an overview?
Yes, certainly. We're so excited about this new venture. Vantage Sports Network, which is abbreviated VSN hyphen Connecticut. So Vantage Sports Network is being brought to you by Frontier Communications. It launched on Monday, September 12th, so basically about a month ago at this time. And it is an exclusive channel that is brought to you only on Frontier Vantage TV. So for our Vantage TV customers, we debut it on channel 600 if you have SD. So standard def, and if you have high-definition TVs in your home, you can watch the games and the recaps on 1600. It is, just a little bit about it, it is 7 days a week, 24/7. We have most of the programming is focused on youth sports all the way up to professional sports. It's all about Connecticut. Again, we have high school sports. We have college, universities. What I'm really most excited about is the collaboration with the residents and the colleges and universities. Everyone's been very enthusiastic about providing us with content. When we decided to pull this together, which honestly was about 6 months ago, we did a survey to the residents of Connecticut, and we said, what would you like from Frontier Communications? And if we did develop a local channel, and there was four categories. There was sports, there was health and wellness, there was news and weather. And so we wanted to do something to, again, celebrate the statewide collaboration and how much people really love their sports in the state. So we decided to partner with Noah Fitz, who was former WTHN sports director, and he's the principal of Fitz Creative Programming. And he is partnering with us to provide the content and programming for this channel. Again, it is statewide, so we cover sports all the way from New London to Fairfield County. We also have a great collaboration with Han Network, who is providing most of the content for Fairfield County, covering the high schools. And then we've partnered with over 16 different colleges and universities in the state of Connecticut to provide different content. Fairfield University, Quinnipiac, CCSU, just to name a few, Yale. So we're excited about that. How we are starting to really kind of announce this is obviously going on shows like yourself, but we also put together a campaign that we call Watch Me, where it actually celebrates current students, and we have them as part of the commercial, basically saying, come and watch me on Vantage Sports channel. So we're excited about that. What's also a little different about this channel is it's not just providing pre-recorded games. So, again, if a parent can't go and watch the game live, which, of course, is ideal, you know, if they want to go and see it again, they can see it on this channel. But we also are providing a recap of the games at 10:30 with a nightly show that is anchored by Noah and his partner Mark Roberts at 10:30 Monday through Friday, and that's called Connecticut Sports Now. And again, it's a recap of all of the sports of that day. We partnered with Sacred Heart University so that we're using their studios. And what I'm most proud about also about this is that we are allowing interns, so graduates and postgraduates, a variety of different universities in Connecticut, but primarily Sacred Heart University, is the people, the producers and the directors of this show and of this channel. So they work with and are on Noah's Fitz's, you know, production company to bring this the show to life.
Well, you know, Kira, what's so fascinating about this is what you just mentioned, and that is what a golden opportunity for interns who want to pursue this career. What a golden opportunity for them to get their feet wet, so to speak.
Absolutely. I mean, they get to not only if they're someone's interested in producing or editing or directing a show, but we also have them on the field, you know, so they get to film the actual games, and then they bring the film to the studio. They get to edit it, and then if someone wants to be an anchor, you know, Noah and Mark have had them actually come on the show and, you know, and give recaps of the game that they actually filmed themselves. So it's very exciting for them.
And, you know, just to give the audience an example of what you're talking about the program which airs nightly, Noah was at the game, and I was telling you this before, Noah was at the high school game in Waterbury last night where a record was set for the most points combined ever scored in a high school football game in Connecticut, and Noah was there, Vantage Sports was there, and it was a topic of conversation on the show last night.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, and what's great, too, is if you don't end up, you can't end up staying up till 10:30, we do loop it, so it comes back on in the morning. We try to show at least, I think it's 3 times a day before we show then the next daily show.
Now, you mentioned the research which Frontier did and came up with this channel, and it's very unique because, as I understand it, this is the first channel of its kind by Frontier anywhere in the country. Is that right?
That is right. You know, one thing that we're excited about is when we entered into Connecticut, October 24th, 2014, I know the date well, as I was part of the task force to really kind of get us up and standing in Connecticut. One thing that we recognize is we were statewide, and that is very new for us. The only state that we've had statewide would be West Virginia. So we were really excited about being able to market in a state that we can cover top to bottom, providing internet, TV, phone lines to residents and commercial companies.
Now, the sports aspect, talk a bit more about why the focus is, it runs the gamut, youth sports, high school sports, college sports. Talk about that.
Yeah, so what we decided when we did do this poll out into the Connecticut residents, we didn't want, you know, I know it's football season, I'm a huge football fan, by the way, but one thing that we wanted to do is celebrate the diversity of Connecticut. I've been a Connecticut resident probably for, I'm aging myself, but over 30 years, and one thing that I am so proud about Connecticut is that we are very diverse when it comes to celebrating a variety of different sports. So if you like field hockey, if you are a gymnastics player, if you are a football player or a basketball player, if you Special Olympics, you know, we have a partnership with the Special Olympics. So we wanted a sports channel to provide all types of content celebrating the diversity of sports. So that is what I'm also very excited about is, you know, there's volleyball games that we film and air on the show and on the station. There are hockey. I know hockey is huge in Connecticut, so we get a lot of hockey content that we put on the show as well. So it's very exciting, the diversity of what we're filming.
Talking with Kira Howell, she is Vice President Marketing, East Region, Frontier Communications, about Frontier's Vantage Sports. And you know, Kira, with today's technology, and talk about this, it enables the coverage of diverse content, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one good thing is right now it's, you know, we are leveraging obviously these interns, right, that has cameras, and we're also doing live broadcasting with Han Network. You know, we're going to start filming some of their games where while they're filming it, it's going to be live on the Vantage Sports Network. So we're doing that. We're also working on streaming some of the content and then making sure that it'll be able to be DVR'd. And as well as next year, we're going to make sure that we have it on video on demand. So there will be a variety of different ways that you can, you know, see the content, whether you want to see it on your TV, whether you want to see it on our TV Everywhere app. Again, we'll be streaming it there. And then, again, if you ever decided you want a DVR specific specific program or game, you'll be able to do that.
Now, you mentioned Vantage Sports Network debuted on September 12th, so it's been a month or so. What's the initial reaction been?
People are so excited. So it was putting it all together. You know, all of the Frontier employees went home that night, and, you know, we were literally, counting down when we debuted at 10:30 that evening, our first Connecticut Sports Now show. And the viewership was amazing. I was very excited that we had over 1,000, and we didn't do any really kind of marketing in the beginning, as we wanted to make sure that, obviously it debuted right and we got any of the kinks tightened. So anyway, you know, just through the word of mouth, we had over 1,000 viewerships, and we've just seen it grow and grow and grow as we've now put out a marketing campaign to allow people to know that we have this channel. And most importantly, on October 26th, we're having a press conference at Sacred Heart University that we're inviting local officials throughout the state of Connecticut, athletic directors that we've been partnering with high school athletic directors, as well as the colleges and universities in Connecticut, and then all of the different partners. So Han Network will be there, obviously. Noah Fitz will be there. Myself and Dan McCarthy, who is our CEO of the company, he's going to be here at the press conference to celebrate again what we're bringing to Connecticut. So I'm so enthusiastic that we're going to be having this press conference. That's where we're going to give even more details, goodie bags, and really actually having the show looping in the background as we have this press conference.
Kira, talk a bit about the cooperation you have received from the various schools at the collegiate and scholastic levels.
So, as I was saying, about 6 months ago is really when we, I would say, put the wheels in motion to activate this and get the legs up for this channel. But prior to that, you know, we've been in discussions with a variety of different universities like Quinnipiac, Yale, Fairfield University, CCSU, on if we, UConn, if we decided to do something like this, would you be a participant? And they were so enthusiastic that we really embrace local community, you know, and it's something that I'm always proud about, saying that Frontier, why we are so different than Comcast or Charter or even Optimum, is the fact of the matter is that we are local. You know, our technicians not only live here, but, you know, they celebrate the fact that we're able to provide internet, TV, and phone to their community. So when we partnered with these universities, they wanted us to do this last year, you know, so they've been excited about providing us with the content. They're excited about, obviously, getting their name out there. And then they've also been excited of the fact that we're going to be giving some of their students internships to, again, be a part of filming these games.
You know, you brought up something very interesting, because even in this day and age where technology advances by the nanosecond, it is a logistic undertaking to put together something of this sort, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we were doing our research and really saying, okay, are we going to, you know, when are we going to invest in something like this? You know, the research would indicate that it would normally take easily a year to 18 months to get something of this magnitude. And we really kind of pulled this off in about 6 to 8 months. So, you know, I can't, and I definitely did not do this alone. There, again, was between the universities, the high schools, the collaboration with Han Network, Noah's company, FCP Productions. You know, there was just, again, so many people who wanted us to succeed and get this thing up and running for this fall season. And so I'm excited that we were able to hit our target date, which was February 12th, and that it just keeps now growing. So I'm looking forward to the winter season and the spring season, where we're actually going to do another casting call, Dan, where we're going to do a refresh of our Watch Me campaign, and we're going to be asking local athletes to come out and participate in the campaign so that they, A, can, you know, ask the state of Connecticut to come watch them on Vantage Sports Network.
A couple of more questions for our guest, Kira Howell. And Kira, when I talked to Noah about this, he said one of the exciting aspects of covering youth sports, high school sports, collegiate sports, is there still is a certain innocence with these athletes and even the fans. What are your thoughts about that?
I agree. agree. You know, what I like when I've been going to see some of the games, you know, in person and then actually when we're recording it, is there is an innocence to it. You know, there, everyone is very super excited in Connecticut about having an opportunity to kind of see themselves on TV, right? And, you know, the excitement about their parents and, you know, their neighbors being able to celebrate the fact that they'll be on air. And so I think that brings out what I call the, you know, this being so authentic and still youthful and playful. And that's what we wanted. You know, we're not trying to be a ESPN 2, not at least yet. You know, we wanted this to be really more of a grassroots, homegrown channel that has quality, but still shows the essence of youth and the excitement that the state of Connecticut residents can bring.
So before we wrap up our interview, for those who just might be tuning in, how about talking again about the show that airs at 10:30 with Noah and Mark Robbins?
Absolutely. So at 10:30 on Vantage Sports Channel, which again, you can see it on channel 1600 on Vantage TV if you have HD, and if it, your channel is SD, then it would be 600, channel 600. So we have a nightly show that is called Connecticut Sports Now, and it debuts and recaps all of the daily sports throughout the state of Connecticut, gives highlights of the games, so that, and then we do some live segments with local sports personalities like Bobby Valentine, as an example. He ended up coming on one of the nightly shows. So again, if you would like to see a daily recap of your local Connecticut sports, come watch us at 10:30 at Connecticut Sports Now.
And that, of course, takes place at Sacred Heart University, right?
Correct. So the studio is at Sacred Heart University.
Boy, this is really exciting. Kira, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, you know, I guess one thing I would say is we, again, as I keep emphasizing the word, we're excited, we're enthusiastic, and really proud to be able to bring this to the Connecticut residents and really show that we are hyper-local. I know that Optimum has a news and Channel 12 news and weather, but recently they announced that they're taking their production and consolidating it outside of Connecticut. So, you know, I hope that this just shows the Connecticut residents that we're here to stay, we're hyper-local, and we continue to try to come up with ways to provide you with the content that you want and need for your entertainment pleasure.
Kira Howell, Vice President, Marketing, East Region for Frontier Communications. Kira, thank you very much for joining us today on Front and Center.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Enjoy your football, by the way.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.